This is the front line in the as-yet undeclared war between Ukraine and Russia. Few foreign policy issues are more pressing for the Biden administration than this. The U.S. supports the government in Kiev and says Russia has a choice.
There is the path of diplomacy and dialogue to try to resolve whatever differences there are peacefully through diplomacy. Clearly the preferable path, clearly the most responsible path, and the one that we would prefer. But there is also the path, if Russia chooses to renew aggression, of confrontation and consequences for Russia. And we have been working to build out both of those paths in very close coordination and collaboration with allies and partners.
One of those main allies and partners is Germany, whose new Chancellor Olaf Scholz has stressed the importance of the transatlantic relationship. It's a view some analysts say is mirrored in Washington.
So the United States is making every effort to keep Europe in the loop. There was going to be no discussion of the Ukraine without Ukrainians involved, no discussion of European security architecture without Europeans involved. So that is surely going to be the guiding principle of the United States.
It's no secret that many European leaders welcomed the result of the 2020 U.S. election, nor that they had high hopes for a Biden administration, something the man himself made very clear to everyone.
First of all, I'm letting him know that America's back. We're going to be back in the game. It's not American alone.
In the last years of the Trump administration, many in Germany felt that the former president had eroded his country's supposed moral authority. Some here in Germany even began referring to Angela Merkel as the leader of the free world. Now, both of them are out of office. And opinion pollsters say the German public feels very differently.
Almost 8 out of 10 Germans who said that the relations are good or very good. And also the United States is now perceived by 44% of Germans as the most important partner for Germany.
But how long that perception lasts may depend in part on how the West deals with the Ukraine crisis, remembering that right now Joe Biden's government says Russia has many tens of thousands of troops massed on Ukraine's borders. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.